This year was made available the Ili Nishmas Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavriel Hamburger. That's all.
Nun Daled Amid Beis, the first Shu'e, the Gemara spreads. Mason. Before, we learned a statement that Tisha B'Av, Bein HaShmoshes, before Tisha B'Av, you have to separate from eating, just like on Yom Kippur. You can't wait down exactly till night, even before night, it's also Bein HaShmoshes to eat. That's what we learned before. That Bein HaShmoshes, Erev Tisha B'Av is also just like Yom Kippur. Mesu, ask the cash on that. We learn Ein Bein Tisha B'Av. You're not Kippurim. Only difference is this. Elo Shezez Feke also. This Feke Muta. The Sofek of Tisha B'Av is Muta. My love doesn't mean my Feke Muta. What means Feke is Muta? Love doesn't mean Bein HaShmoshes. Because Bein HaShmoshes, when it's getting started to become twilight, it's already a Sofek. Maybe that's the Sofek that he's talking about. And he said, it's fake as Muta. So what are you telling me, Bein HaShmoshes of Tisha B'Av is also to eat? He said, Bein HaShmoshes, which he calls Sofek, is Muta? Oh, my Rabbi Sheikh Shabbat, the Rabbi, the Lord. Not talking about that Sofek. Bein HaShmoshes is also. What Sofek does mean it's Muta? The Kibbeh, the Yahalcheh. To set the date of Rosh Chodesh. I mean, to know when Rosh Chodesh was, so it's a doubt when Tisha B'Av falls out. I will soon see Tesis. So it's a doubt when Tisha B'Av falls out, we go that the Sufik is Muta. And Kippur, when they doubt, the Sufik is Asa. Now learn Tesis. Kippur the Yah, Tesis. Don't lose a place in the Gemara. Tesis, Kippur the Yah. Kippur means when they fixed Rosh Chodesh. So then you have to know if Rosh Chodesh was a day earlier, Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur comes a day earlier. If Rosh Chodesh is a day later, so Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur is a day later. Ain't the forest kigon b'nei b'av. She ain't yodim mosai huk b'achedish b'alas Yisrael. Shouldn't say the people in b'av. They don't know when the Bezin in Eretz Yisrael declared Rosh Chodesh. Shehoi Yitzrich in Lassus, Yom Kippur and Shtayamim. They'll have to keep Yom Kippur 2 days. But they don't know if it's the first day, is it the 10th day, or the 2nd day, or the 10th day. No, that's not. Nobody keeps 2 days Yom Kippur. The Behel Yoma says openly, so Pelkama the Rosh Hashanah, Shein Reisin El Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is only 1 day in Bava. Chutz La'aretz, although all other days, we keep 2 days, but Yom Kippur only 1 day because people wouldn't survive. El Hoche, but what does it mean here, Sveike? Sveike also, in his stopping, if he's in doubt. Afilo Be'az Yisrael. It's in doubt, Mosai, Huk Be'achilis. When was Rosh Chodesh? Not talking about the communities, the Kibbutz and Bava. Kibbutz and Bava will keep only 1 day, Yom Kippur, and 1 day, Tisha B'Av. But it means, suppose a man is wandering in a wilderness, even a wilderness in Eretz Yisrael. He's gone Shemal Ba'Midbar. So he doesn't know when Rosh Chodesh is. If he doesn't know, then he has no kulis. Or he said, Beis Yomim Kiddin, called Sveik of the Ice, he has to keep, has to fast 2 days. Man is sitting, let's say, in the Soviet prison, and doesn't know when it's like Yom Kippur, he has to fast both days. If he has an idea that it's this day or that day, he has to fast both days. The Azlina the Chumra. But Tisha B'Av, he fasts 1 day and that's all. That's what they say. So the Sveik of Tisha B'Av goes to the Chumra. That's a Mishan. Sveka Yom Kippur go lechumra. But any other cases like the Sveka, the Yoma, that they have in Bubble in general, there's no such thing as eat, fasting always 2 days Yom Kippur. Say that to you. Titan the Gemara, 4 shuras after the Gemara spread. 4 shuras after the Gemara spread. Play the Gemara. Since that's the only difference, Yom Kippur, Sveike, Asa, Tisha B'Av, Sveike, Muta. Ho, V'chol divreihem zeh v'zeh shavim. For all other things, they're the same. That's the case. V'sayeh yaleh it's a proof to Rabbi Elazar. Don't have Rabbi Elazar. Also loy l'odom sheyishpid etzpoy b'mayim etishav. It's also for a man on Tishav to put his finger into water. And he can't even cool off his finger in the water. Tishav. Kederech she'osa v'hoishid etzpoy b'yom kippur. Just like it's also to stretch his finger into water on Yom Kippur, it's also on Tisha B'Av too. That's how he is medayik, since it says only in the matter of Safi there's a difference. And other things are exactly the same. Mishra, he has a cash on that. What is saying Tisha B'Av? It's also to put your finger into water. We learn Ein Bein Tisha B'Av, the tiny seabor. The tiny seabor was what they used to do in the Shisrael in the days when they were lacking rain, so they fasted 24 hours and they didn't work those days. So only difference between Tisha B'Av and the tiny seabird for rain in Eretz Yisrael, the tiny seabird for rain in Eretz Yisrael was also to do malacha. But for Zeh, but Tisha B'Av is much about Asis malacha, b'mokim shenogah, the place where they have a minhag to be mekel. Depends on the minhag. But not a din. But the fast days for rain, it's a din, it's also to work. Now, it seems holy, holy, but all other respects, zeb and shav, they're the same. Ela bad gami tani, siba tani, sha'omru also, but he said also to bathe, le omru ela called on the tani siba, also to bathe only all of his body. Abo pono yoda agalo, but he could wash his feet and his hands and his face on a tiny seabird, even that tiny seabird 24 hours? So if Tisha B'Av is the same as a tiny seabird in all respects except Malacha, so why are you telling me Tisha B'Av you cannot put your finger into water? If it's the same as a tiny seabird, you can wash your face, hands, and feet in water. Say that. We're comparing Tisha B'Av to a tiny seabird. Tiny seabird is mutter to wash your face and hands. So he's telling me, Tisha B'Av, you cannot put your finger in the water. Enter the Gemara. Omer Rapa. Tane, kule, kule, tane. Learning kule. So means there's no kule on Tisha B'Av more than on the Tane Siva. Tisha B'Av, in no respects, is more lenient than the Tane Siva, except in the matter of work. But Chumas Tisha B'Av has Chumas beyond the Tane Siva. Same as. It says, Tisha B'Av is no more lenient than Yom Kippur, except in the matter of Safek. Now he goes on and says, Tisha B'Av is no more lenient than a tiny seabor, except in the matter of Blachim. But Chumas could be Tisha B'Av more Chumas than a tiny seabor has. Which means even though a tiny seabor you can wash your face, Tisha B'Av you can't. You're not talking about Kumas. Talking about kulis. There's no kulis by Tisha B'Av more than a tiny seabird. Say it. He has a kasha. He said Tisha B'Av is not more lenient than Yom Kippur except the matter of something. Why does it mention the matter of work? That's superfluous to say. Everybody knows Yom Kippur you can't work, and therefore he wouldn't have to tell us that. But Yom Tisha B'Av and tiny seabird, there is a comparison of the matter of work. Second line, Flegmola Memra. The mean to say, in the Mishnah says, Rabbi Nishimi Wheel says, every man should make himself like a Talmud Chacham on Tisha B'Av and not work. Now what's the Chiddush? It means, although it looks like arrogance, an ordinary person should put himself up like a Talmud Chacham and not work on Tisha B'Av. And arrogance is something that's also merzi ke yuhar, it looks like arrogance. Still, Rabbi Shimon the Gemara doesn't care. And it says, make yourself like a Talmud Chacham, even though you're not, and don't work on Tisha B'Av. Not because it's also. It's just a chumra. So use that chumra, and even though it looks like arrogance, you can do it. fragt der Gemara, der Mensch, was ihr meint das sei? Der Rabbi Neshima, I'm your sorry. He holds low chashina, you, I don't care about it. Looking too arrogant, putting on airs of being what you're not. He doesn't care. As long as you're doing a good thing, you're machmir, you can put on airs. But Rabbanu saw the chashin. Rabbanu hold no. Rabbanu didn't say that. In a place where there are no way to do work, you do work. And even the Talmid Chachamim, all places are bottle and Tisha B'Av. You're not bottle. You're not a Talmid Chachamim. So see, the Chachamim are afraid of arrogance. It's a machlekes. Now we learn Pshat in the Mishnah. I'm assuming he was giving a heads up. If you wish, act like a Talmid Chacham, and don't do work Tisha B'Av in the place where the minig is to work on Tisha B'Av. And the Chacham say no. If it's a minig to do work, then you should work too, because you're not a Talmid Chacham. So we see it's a machlekes. I'm assuming he holds, we're not afraid of Merzik and you are. And the Chacham are afraid. They take that in consideration. And we have a kashivoyi peshamin that we heard just the opposite. But first, after here. We heard the opposite from them, did not be learned. Chosum, a chosum, the night of his marriage, is potter from Kishma, because his mind is occupied. He has a duty to perform soon. So his mind is occupied, and it's a duty of a mitzvah. The first night is a special mitzvah, vilas mitzvah. So therefore, since his mind is occupied, he's potter from Kishma. But he cannot be mechavim. He's potter mechavim. He's chosen emyelse likes kishma lailishma. If he wants to read, okay, but the Rahama say if he wishes, he can do it. So the Rahama permit a man to act like he is a superior person and he is able to be mechavim and he can say kishma if he wants. He's potter, but he wants, he can be machavim. Rabbi Neshimen Gliel, I'm a low color, it's a little as Hashem. Anybody wants to take the name of a tzaddik cannot take the name. It's arrogance for the chassan to say kishma that night. He's showing off that he's a special kind of party. So we see just the opposite, say the kashm. We see that they're just opposite in these two places. Omar Rabbi Yechon Mukhlev HaSashita. The systems have been switched. One of these two places we have to change. And they should be the same. In the Mishnah, over there, the Mishnah over here, one of the two places has been an error. In both places, you'll have to, say the same for Moshim Gamaliel. In both places, it holds. It's either Mutar or Asa, or the Hama holds in both places in Mutar or Asa. Rav Sheishe Bereda Rav Idom, he says, no, low table. You don't have to invert any one of them. You can take both Ezra because there are different reasons in both places. The Rabbon Alabon Loikashi, Hoka here, in the case of Tisha B'Av, Kivin the Kul Alm of the Malach, since everybody is working, they're doing work. The Ihulov, and he's not doing any work, so he's conspicuous. So the Chacham is where he's conspicuous, Melzikayua, looks like Gaiva, looks like arrogance. There the Chachamim don't permit a man to do something conspicuous. Ah, well, also, in the case of Kishma, a chosn, keep a new cool alma, everybody's saying Kishma that night, in my life. He's also saying Kishma with them. Lo, Melzi, he doesn't look like arrogance. He's not being conspicuous. So therefore, in the case where a man not being different, even though it's like, in a certain sense, putting on airs, is able to make a mechavim, but it's not noticeable. Since everybody's davening, he's also davening with my life with him. That therefore, it's mut of him to do it according to Chacham. The Chacham criterion is only one thing. Is he doing different from other people or not? If he's not behaving differently than other people, then we don't care about you. But the Rabban Shimon, Ben Gamliel, Adonam Shimon Gamliel, Lo Kash, awesome there, who did be in the Kabbalah. They need Kabbalah by Kishma. Now, non-Sadik, we are witnesses. We know for sure. We testify that Lo Mosri Kabbalah died. He can't be a mechav in his mind. And therefore, even though he's trying to act like a big chassid, still, it looks like you are this awesome. So therefore, since he's doing something that shows arrogance, that he is capable of being with heaven, even though it's his house in the night, no, nothing doing. It's called you out. Ah, well, look over here. In the matter of work, lo merzik yura, even though everybody's working, and he's not working today, it doesn't look like arrogance, even though he's behaving like a Talmid Chacham. But who says the fact that he's not working like a Talmid Chacham? There are plenty of bums who are also not working. How many people say, Malach, who's the list? He has no work to do. He has no work to do. That's why he's not working. Puk has he go out and see Kama Batloni. How many idlers he can be sugar on the street? A lot of idle people on the street. So the fact that a man is idle on Tisha B'Av, even though his kavanah in his heart is to act like a Talmid Chacham, but people don't know that. People just think he has nothing to do. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon goes according to the Svara. So when the Svara is, he's showing that he's a big tzaddik, like a chosid say Kishma, we don't let him. But when he's not showing anything, he's not working, a lot of people don't work, so therefore, it's not awesome. And the Chachamim have a different criterion. They also are afraid of you, Abba. But I think their criterion is he doing what others do or not doing? So when is davening Kishma, Maya, with everybody else, doesn't look like you, Abba. But when he's acting like a Talmid Chacham, and people are working, he's not working, that looks like you, Abba, say that. Nun hei amedalat the Mishnah near the top. Achachamim emrim, b'Yehudi hoya eisim aloche b'ave b'sochem ad chasavis. In Yehuda, they permitted Malacha Erev Pesach until Chatzos. After Chatzos, everybody agrees, no Malacha. It's somewhat like a Yontif after Chatzos, because that's the Zman Shechitas Korban Pesach. But in Yehuda, up to Chatzos, they did work. Golan, the whole Erev Pesach, even the first half of the day, did no work. Halayla, what about the night before the 14th? Up to now we were talking about the 14th, the first half of the day. What about the night that brought in the 14th, between the 13th and the 14th? But the night belongs to the next day. Beshama Esa also. Because the night is the same as the 14th by day. Ubeishilel matir, and Beishilel, you can work all night. Ad honetzahama, until the sun rises. Only question of work Erev Pesach in the morning is from the morning, not the night before Seder. At first you started out learning a minhag of not doing work. Like in the previous Amud Beis, Mokim Shenoagu Lasis. So, and Ebesayv, and now Tono Yisura, you're saying Beishamah said it's also, and Beisil holds it's not also until the morning. So we see it's a matter of Isa. It's a matter of Takonis Chachamim, not just the Minig Be'alma. Omer Rabbi Yechonon Lo Kasha, or Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machlekes whether this business is a Isa or a Minig. The thing of not doing work Erev Pesach. The time you learn the Bryce, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda or Yehisim Melacha, Be'avi Psochim Ad Chatzos, or Be'golil Ein Eisim Kol Ika. Now, it seems from Rabbi Yehuda's words that he's telling us it's a machlekes, how you paskin. And Yehuda the Psach, you could do it, and the goal of the Psach, it's also to do it. It's a Psach. What proof are you bringing to Yehuda Golo to here? There's no halachas in this matter. It's only a matter of minhag. So every place depends on this minhag. Who cares what they did to Yehuda Golo? We have to see in every place individually what was their custom. Elamokim shenago las is malachasim. Mokim shenago las is a nation. Now, since Rameh said min hogo, miklal we infer that Yudhi Isura kama. So therefore, Yudhi holds it's a matter of Isa. And you'll find differences in places, not because of minhagim, and differences in shittas. Like you might find machlekes hanoi, but it's an isha. So a man does work in a place where you're not supposed to do work, it's not only eva and mimic, he's doing eva and isha, the rabban say that. The male's objecting. What are you telling me, Yehuda v'Gola? As if you're quoting a machlekes tanoim. It has nothing to do with machlekes. It just depends on the minig I'm working. Not even say it's a machlekes. So the question is, other places, whom should we follow? Which psak? The psak in Yehuda, the psak in Gola. But the male says, it has nothing to do with following the psak. Each place has a minig, and we follow the minig. Right now. Frag the Gemara, the Sova, does he hold our boss, and Buddha sees Malachi. Yehuda said in Yehuda, they did Malachi ad chatzais. So it means, it's possible, it's a bimuta, at least in Yehuda. But Tanya will learn, the Yehuda, amen. Amen, Akej, Beshleishas. On the 13th day of Nisan, if a man happens to be pulling out weeds, Benekho Beyodei, and a plant of grain, not weeds, was pulled up by accident in his hand. Shoishlo bimo kemati, he plants it again right away in a place where there's mud. It means in a place where it'll take root quickly. He shouldn't plant it bimo kemagoret, in a dry place. It won't take root quickly. What's the idea? Because the 16th day of Nisan, they're makiv the ema. And all the grain that took root before the ema becomes muta by means of the ema. And even though you reap the grain later, anytime during the year, it's not called chodesh anymore. Since the grain had taken root before the ema, aim was matter, all that grain, whether grain was reaped or not reaped, it was still growing. The aim was matter, all the grain. It's only grain that you plant after the aima that is called chodesh. But grain planted before the aima becomes muta when the aima is offered up. Now, since this is close to the aima, and a plant was pulled up by accident, so you should quickly plant it in soft earth, in wet earth, teeth, not in the dry earth, so it'll take root quickly. So by the time the 16th comes, this is the 13th, and these 3 days for a plant to take root. So by the time the 16th comes, it'll be considered as if it had taken root before the ema, and the ema will be matured. Otherwise, if you plant it in dry earth, it won't take root until after the ema, and you'll come to a mirshal. Because when you reap the crop, you think the whole crop took root at the same time before the ema. And this piece didn't. So that's why it says you plant it in mud, where it'll quickly take root. So in 3 days, by the time the ema is made, it's considered as if it's an old plant that's been taken root before. It's muta. Let's see after here. Too much. The idea that it takes 3 days, we'll learn later. Forget about it, find it. Now, since it says, if this happened on the 13th, he can plant it again right away. It seems Vishlesha also on the 13th, yes. The Albos and the 14th, well, 14th not. So it seems on the 14th, if you're pulled out by accident, you can't plant it again. The more things because you can't plant on the 14th. Seven Pesach. Mirdi. Let's see. Mirdi, let's see. Shaminan Leah, we heard from Yehuda Dama. Call our cover. Shayna Kalethis Lishlisha Yomim. Shuv Eino Kalethis. Any planting or grafting, I call means grafting, but he's planting too, that doesn't take hold within 3 days will never take hold again. So Esau got it. If you think our boss and with us, if you think, on the 14th Erev Pesach, it's mutter to do malach, at least in Yehuda. Lo mali shleisha, why need shleisha also? Well, Yikas says on the 14th day, this happened. also is Ika Abesa, the 14th day, the Chamesa, the 15th day, or Mikza Shisha, part of the 16th day. But they're not Makir the Omer early in the morning. And the Besa Ming, there's a Makir the Omer later in the day. So it's the 14th. That says happened on the 14th. So why can't you plant it again on the 14th? If it happened on the 14th? And you have the 14th, 15th, part of the 16th. So why does he say on the 13th? Isn't it because on the 14th he wouldn't be able to plant it again? Because also to do malacha? Say that inside. You could plant it again even if it happened on the 14th day, if it was Yehuda. But the Golil, so this we learned in Golil. In Golil, they didn't do work at Pesach, 14th day in the morning. That's why this story has to be on the 13th. But Enoch and Am and Yehuda could have been the 14th too. Fremor Ike Leila, or the night. So why not? So I say the 14th, even the 14th is Usha in Golil, but the night before the 14th, that's also called the 14th. Why is he on the 13th? Let's say he was pulling up weeds the night between the 13th and the 14th, and he pulled out a plant. He should plant it right away again. Because the night you can work. The night everybody holds you can work, even the Golel. We don't pass like Beis Shammai the night before Zasa. So that'll give you the same opportunity. It should become rooted 14th, 15th, and part of the 16th. So why say only on the 13th? Which seems to mean at night it's already too late, say the Kasha. Answers. The boy gets three answers. Omar Rav Sheishes ke Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai hold the night before is also us to do malacha. So the places where they didn't do malacha, like in Golil, the night before is also us. That's why I had to say happened on the 13th. Avashi Amar Leilam ke Beis Hillel, and it could have been done at night too. But if he's Shein Dark on the Shilbani Odom, the Nakish, but like people don't pull up weeds at night. And therefore, that's why he didn't say it. And if an army at night also it could be, he could plant it. But since it doesn't happen, if people pull weeds at night, he doesn't say it. He pull only by day. And Avino Amar Leilam be Yehuda. It's in Yehuda where it's Mutar. So the question is, if it's in Yehuda, why did he say the 13th? On the 14th is also good? It happened on the 14th. He could plant it, the 14th, 15th, and 16th. And he explains. In the matter of taking root, had one case of mixes ayom kikulamina, 14th, 15th, and part of the 16th. That's all right. Part of the 60th, that's only one case of mixes ayam. But today, two mixes with Kulayamim, we don't say? Because, I'll explain that. When you say it was on the 13th, and he planted it, so you have the whole 14th, and the whole 15th, part of the 60th. What happened on the 14th, already part of the 14th is gone. If you planted it on the 14th. So it's mixes ayam on the 14th, the whole 15th, and mix it in the 16th. Two mixes I only don't say for a plant to take root. Again. So if it happened on the 13th and he planted it again, so you have a full 14th and a full 15th, part of the 16th. That's why it says 13th. But it happened on the 14th, although there's no Isha of planting it in Yehuda. It's Muta. But it wouldn't help because on the 14th, part of the day is gone already. So you have to say mix a Yom Kippur for the 14th and for the 16th. Two times you don't say mix a Yom Kippur for taking root. You need more time for the plant to take root, say that. The Mishnah. If he began a certain work before the 14th, going was mutter to finish the Be'alba Osa. So we'll learn Pshat, even though it's a place where it's a meeting not to do work, but to finish something he started before, it's Muta. But you shouldn't begin on something, on Abba Asa, even though you can finish it. It wouldn't take time to work later in the day wouldn't be necessary. You can finish it abos in the morning. You shouldn't start it abos in the morning. Say, in no case are we matir. So there's only three kinds of work. It means in places where the minhag is not to work, three kinds of work are everywhere mutar. Elahein hachayotim, tailors, v'hasaparim, and barbers, v'hakevsim, and laundry men. Because these things you need for yontif. So therefore, even in a place where it's admitting not to do work the first half of the day, these three could. Also leather workers. Because sometimes you have to fix shoes or belts or leather garments. So that's also muta ad chatzeis, even in a place that shenagu shelo lasis malacha seda. What's the pshat in Rameh? Rameh says you can end a work on the 14th that you began before. Does it mean letzorech hamayetna, something that's needed for yontif? That's why you can end it on the 14th. Avol shelo letzorech hamayet, but it's not for yontif. Even finishing the 14th in the morning, that is something that you began before, you can't finish either if you don't need it for yontif. Again, maybe Rameh has two conditions he requires. First, it should be for yontif, and secondly, it has to be something that you started before the 14th. Or perhaps shaloi letzorech hamayetna, but it's not necessary for yontif. Still, because you started before the 14th, I'm asking you can finish it on the 14th. But suppose you need it for yontif, maybe Rameh will say, even in those places where you don't do work on the 14th, as chulimasna, you can begin it. You can begin a new work if you need it for yontif. Or perhaps, maybe it makes no difference. Whether you need it for yontif or you don't, you can finish, yes. Askulalo, begin not. So the third possibility is this. Rameh makes no distinction of the Tzor HaMed, not the Tzor HaMed. You can never start something on the 14th in the morning, even with the Tzor HaMed. And you can always finish something that you've begun previously, even with the Tzor HaMed. That's the question. Which of these three pehushim is true? Say that. Well, I call this boy a little bit of a
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.